the heavenly tablets and the missions of Enoch. And he said unto me, Observe, Enoch, these heavenly tablets, and read what is written thereon, and mark every individual fact. And I observed the heavenly tablets, and read everything which was written thereon, and understood everything, and read the book of all the deeds of mankind, and of all the children of flesh, that shall be upon the earth to the remotest generations. And forthwith I blessed the great Lord, the King of glory for ever, in that he has made all the works of the world. And I extolled the Lord because of his patience, and blessed him because of the children of men. And after that I said, Blessed is the man who dies in righteousness and goodness, concerning whom there is no book of unrighteousness written, and against whom no day of judgment shall be found. And those seven holy ones brought me and placed me on the earth before the door of my house, and said to me, Declare everything to thy son Methuselah, and show to all thy children that no flesh is righteous in the sight of the Lord, for he is their creator. 1 year we will leave thee with thy son, till thou givest thy last commands, that thou mayest teach thy children, and record it for them, and testify to all thy children, and in the second year they shall take thee from their midst. Let thy hair be strong, for the good shall announce righteousness to the good. The righteous with the righteous shall rejoice, and shall offer congratulation to one another, but the sinners shall die with the sinners, and the apostates go down with the apostate, and those who practice righteousness shall die on account of the deeds of men, and be taken away on account of the doings of the godless. And in those days they ceased to speak to me, and I came to my people, blessing the Lord of the world. Charge given to Enoch, the four intercalary days, the stars which led the seasons and the months. And now, my son Methuselah, all these things I am recounting to thee and writing down for thee, and I have revealed to thee everything, and given thee books concerning all these. So preserve, my son Methuselah, the books from my father's hand, and see that thou deliver them to the generations of the world. I have given wisdom to thee and to thy children, and thy children that shall be to thee, that they may give it to their children for generations, the wisdom, namely, that passed their taught. And those who understand it shall not sleep, but shall listen with the ear, that they may learn this wisdom, and it shall please those that eat thereof better than good food. Blessed are all the righteous, blessed are all those who walk in the way of righteousness, and sin not as the sinners, in the reckoning of all their days, in which the sun traverses the heaven, entering into and departing from the portals for 30 days, with the heads of thousands of the orders of the stars, together with the four which are intercalated, which divide the four portions of the year, which lead them and enter with them for days. Owing to them, men shall be at fault, and not reckon them in the whole reckoning of the year. Yea, men shall be at fault, and not recognize them accurately. For they belong to the reckoning of the year, and are truly recorded thereon forever. One in the first portal, and one in the third, and one in the fourth, and one in the sixth. And the year is completed in 364 days, and the account thereof is accurate, and the recorded reckoning thereof exact, for the luminaries and months and festivals and years and days has Uriel shown and revealed to me, to whom the Lord of the whole creation of the world had subjected the host of heaven. And he has power over night and day in the heaven to cause the light to give light to men, sun, moon, and stars. And all the powers of the heaven which revolve in their circular chariots, and these are the orders of the stars, which set in their place, and in their seasons, and festivals, and months. And these are the names of those who led them, who watched that they enter at their times, in their orders, in their seasons, in their months, in their periods of domination, and in their positions. Therefore leaders who divide the four parts of the year enter first, and after them the 12 leaders of the order who divide the months, and for the 360 days there are heads over thousands who divide the days, and for the four intercalary days there are the leaders which sunder the fourth part of the year. And these heads over thousands are intercalated between leader and leader, each behind a station, but their leaders make the division. And these are the names of the leaders who divide the four parts of the year, which are ordained Michiel, Helemelech, and Melarial, and Nariel. And the names of those who lead them, Adnarel, and Lyosua, and Elumiel. These three follow the leaders of the orders, and there is one that follows the three leaders of the orders which follow those leaders of stations that divide the four parts of the year. In the beginning of the year, Melchiel rises first and rules, who is named Tamialini, and son, and all the days of his dominion, whilst he bear rule, are 91 days. And these are the signs of the days which are to be seen on earth, in the days of his dominion, sweat and heat, and calms, and all the trees bear fruit, and leaves are produced on all the trees, and the harvest of wheat, and the rose flowers, and all the flowers which come forth in the field. But the trees of the winter season become withered. And these are the names of the leaders which are under them: Berkiel, Zelebzel, and another who is added, a head of thousands called Hiluyasheph. And the days of the dominion of this leader are at an end. The next leader after him is Helemelech, whom one names the Shining Sun, and all the days of his life are 91 days. And these are the signs of his days on the earth: glowing heat and dryness, and the trees ripen their fruits, and produce all their fruits ripe and ready, and the sheep pair and become pregnant, and all the fruits of the earth are gathered in, and everything that is in the fields, and the winepress. These things take place in the days of his dominion. These are the names and the orders and the leaders of those heads of thousands: Gidayal, Keel, and Heel, and the names of the head of a thousands, which is added to them, Asaphel, and the days of his dominion are at an end. The Dream Visions. First Dream Vision of the Deluge. And now, my son Methuselah, I will show thee all my visions which I have seen, recounting them before thee. Two visions I saw before I took away.